All right, back in the post game. So we were at Politicon. We did a whole bunch of stuff. Those everything's too long to get into. Although I will say that one, we're going to talk about Anna's panel mainly, not her debate, but her panel. But I will say that there was a cool moment, like it was like out of a movie, where Anna walked back into our green room after the debate, and there was like a.
Yeah, that was a cool moment.
Yeah, because she fucking killed it. So, way to take her apart. All right. Now let's do your panel.
All right, so I did the debate on Saturday, and then on Sunday I had a panel. And the topic of the panel was how can conservatives bring millennials to their side, right? And so I knew that it was going to be heavily attended by conservatives, and I knew the audience was definitely going to lean in the direction of conservatives. But I don't know why I was naive enough to think that maybe the panel will be somewhat fair. And so before we went on stage, there's like a green room where all the speakers get together, they meet one another, and then they go get seated. And okay, Scottie Nell Hughes was on the panel. She hates me, right? And I understand why she hates me, because I destroyed her on CNN and it was very embarrassing for her. can I just say, I know that the decent thing to do, even if you don't like the person that you're about to go on with, is to go say hi and be friendly. But I don't want to fucking be friendly. I don't like Scottie Nell Hughes. I think she's incredibly dumb. And I'm not just, by the way, I'm not just saying that because I don't agree with her politically. She's embarrassed herself time and time again on cable news. And believe it or not, she managed to embarrass herself on this panel, even though all the cards were in her deck. Like everything was in her favor. And she still managed to like make points that even conservatives rolled their eyes at, which was amazing. But anyway, so.
Can I just hold on? You know, you and I are definitely different there. Because I don't know.
You're so friendly.
I know. I'm gonna let JR decide this, because I was gonna give you credit, because I guess you're more keeping it real, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not positive. Okay. On the other hand, like I said hi to Scottie Nell Hughes.
And I was impressed by that.
Yeah, she came up to me, so what am I gonna be like, spit on her or something? Pull a Chris Christie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so. I was like, yeah, hi. And she said some nice things about somebody on the network, which was nice.
Yeah.
Right? But Ben Shapiro and I wound up actually talking for like 30, 40 minutes before the speech because they had to move the venue. So for those of you who don't know, I don't want to get into nitpicking the debate. So I'll just tell you the things that are interesting that you didn't know, right? Mm-hmm. So if you weren't there, you didn't know this. It was supposed to be in a room for 1,000 people. And instead 3,000 showed up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, you guys are bigger than the TV guys.
So funny.
Anyway, okay, at least they found out. If you didn't know, now you know. Okay, so, but because they had to move the room to the theater, the much larger venue, it took a while. So it didn't start at 5:30 Pacific like it was supposed to. It started at past 6.
I was on the verge of an anxiety attack because I was not there. After my panel, I left. To be quite honest with you, I got a really uncomfortable feeling from some of the attendees. Like the crowd seemed pretty angry and I just didn't want to be in that environment. So I was like, I want to watch Cenk do his thing. I'd rather stream it when I'm home. So I thought I was going to start at what, 5 or something? 5, right?
I think that we thought it was 5 initially, but that was wrong. It was always going to be 5:30.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, but so, it wound up being past 6.
So I'm on a stream, and someone on the stream said, "Okay, so it's going to be 5:30. We'll come back at 5:30." I was like, "Okay, fine. Come back at 5:30. It hasn't started yet." And I'm reading comments on the stream, and people were like, "Oh, Cenk back down," you know, just trolls or whatever. And like, I knew you didn't back out, but like, I just kind of started to panic. I'm like, "Is he okay? What's going on? Whatever." And then, you know, I messaged a few of our people. I figured out what was going on, and I was like, "Oh, thank God." But I was just kind of like, I don't know why. I just got like super nervous.
I'll tell you, it's funny. In this case, it didn't turn out to be true, but I had a similar feeling of like there's something wrong here. For the 3 hours before, 3-4 hours before the debate, for those hours, because there was the right wing crowds were getting more and more unruly in the panels and the debates and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were interrupting more and more, and things started to get physical. So I was worried about what was going to happen with the crowd, because I knew that he'd brought a lot of his supporters, which is totally fine, and bless his heart. I had way more supporters than the Dinesh one and the Ann Coulter one from the last 2 years. So I'm glad they wound up moving to the theater, because the crowd was just a little bit more removed from us.
Yeah, and
was not so, like, if we'd done 3,000 people in a 1,000 person room, of course we couldn't have, but plus everybody would have been on top of one another, causing even more mayhem.
Yeah.
So I think we got lucky there in the move there. But yeah, it was the same kind of doom feeling that I had on Saturday before the election. When I called everybody, I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I got this fucking feeling that Trump's gonna win. And Ben's like, no, it'll be fine. And by the way, he was the second most worried, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Right? But in this case, it didn't happen, so thank God.
Yeah, and look, I don't know how comfortable you are talking about your debate or whatever. And you know how I am, I'm pretty uncensored. So I'm gonna try to not disclose everything that I think. I think you did a really good job. And I'm actually amazed at how incredibly calm you were given the situation, because look, the audience, from what I could hear, was overwhelmingly, in support of Ben Shapiro. Okay. And it started off with him coming out on stage. Everyone's like, yeah, losing their shit. You come out and they boo you. And I'm like, oh, this isn't looking good, because I just didn't know what was going to happen. And then you managed to get the crowd from booing you to being quiet to some of your answers, to then all of a sudden I'm hearing a lot of people applauding what you have to say. Because how are you going to argue that money in politics is not a problem, right? Yeah. That is not a partisan issue. Doesn't matter what political ideology you have, we've all been negatively impacted by money in politics. And you were right, And so I think you did a good job, and I commend you for remaining calm, even though there were some pretty low blows coming from him.
Right, subject, before you respond, so since I was sitting in the crowd, it was a tale of two kinds of crowds. So there's a crowd that was encouraged to cheer when their guy said something they supported, and then to also boo when the other guy even speaks before even hearing him, right? And then, so there was two IT supporters, I saw plenty. But as the response would have begun to be, hey, TYT supporters are gonna start doing this way, because hey, now we're at like a football game. Instead, it turned into, hey, we're listening to one side, but then whenever Ben would say something, this is what people thought was happening. Someone said this, they thought you were hushing the Ben supporters. And
no.
I was like, Jake was like, no, to like our crowd, he's like, no, let him, let's go. He, first thing he said was, I'd like for both sides to speak.
Which I thought was a great way to start your
part. A lot of people who were in support of Jake will listen to what he asks, right? So they did it that way, and there just wasn't a same kind of negative booing whenever Shapiro would speak that the other side was doing. So it had this feel of one side is so much more energetic, but the other side was actually just listening and saying like, well, we're gonna be civil about this.
Yeah, okay, so let me piggyback off what you're saying, because there were multiple moments in that debate where you literally just started talking and you haven't even said anything yet. You just began your sentence with a couple words and they're already like, ooh, and I'm like, but wait, can we just listen to what he has to say? And that was the thing that really frustrated me about it, because look, I get it. If you don't agree with Cenk, or you don't agree with me, you don't agree with people, regardless if it's right or left, right? Just let them finish their point, and then if you want to react, that's fine. But there was like one time you guys were specifically talking about taxes or something, and you just like started a sentence in the most benign way imaginable. You hadn't even said anything yet, and they were already like booing you. And I think you responded, and you're like, just try to follow along. It's basic economics. I don't remember your exact words.
Yeah, it was about the recirculation of money.
Oh, that's right.
And they're like, oh, there was the money being recirculated. And Ben acknowledged in his response that that's a very standard Keynesian economic viewpoint.
Yeah.
But this crowd was too much of knuckleheads. They didn't know it. That's fine if you don't know it. And that's why I said Google it, right? So that you could learn about it. But they're like, oh, that sounds funny. Money doesn't get recirculated, does it? Does it? Boo.
Okay. Yeah, so before any of the debates happened, before Politicon happened, I was talking to Christian and he's like, look, everything's gonna be fine. He's like, people have already made up their minds. Okay? Right. They're not, conservatives are not there because they want to hear what progressives have to say. And you know, I think there are some progressives that are open-minded. But you know, most people have already made up their minds. They want to see a shit show, right? And yeah. And the thing is, your debate, especially your debate, could have easily devolved into a shit show. And you managed to remain calm, make really great logical points, and not stoop down to his level when he, like, you know, threw really low blows for no freaking reason.
Yeah, so all right, you guys are forcing me to talk about it a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I just don't want to belabor it, but I'll just touch on a couple of things. So number one, he brought more supporters. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
They're excited, fantastic. I applaud that, right? Next time we want to bring more supporters, we'll talk about it on the show more, right?
Yeah.
And we told you guys, but not that much, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll bring the TYT army, that'll be great. Okay, and then we'll go back and forth. The only reason why that might, there's two reasons why that might be relevant is if you don't know anything about what goes on online, like a TV person might look at it and go, oh, I guess the crowd is really excited about what Ben has to say. And that's, but by the way, I had that unfair advantage for 2 years in a row,
yeah.
Right? So fair is fair, okay? But I never hushed their side. I made fun of them, okay, which they got really triggered by.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's one of the most common things online now, like, oh yeah, I can't believe he insulted the audience. So you really shouldn't do that. What are you, a snowflake? What, you can't take me just tweaking you a little bit?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I never hushed his audience. I hushed our guys, mm-hmm. because sometimes they would boo Ben, and I was like, no, just let him speak.
Right.
You can see it on the tape,
yeah.
Right? And so, the other side, they'd have less sense of fair play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it wasn't, but it turned out not bad, not that bad.
Like, yeah.
They, you know, when they were booing me, I didn't get a sense that the other side was trying to quiet, but I don't think Ben was out of control or anything like that. I mean, I think he was roughly within the bounds, so I have no issues with that at all,
mm-hmm.
right? So anyway,
he did say that 60-something% of our federal budget goes toward these government programs, which I mean, is he including military spending in that, or is he just specific?
There's a lot of different ways
yeah.
you can split up the budget. Again, I don't want to dive
yeah,
back
I
into
know,
all
sorry.
The issues.
Okay. I just there were some stuff in
yeah.
there that
yeah. So and you know what I realized, I watched some clips that the guy sent me after the debate, and I realized that I didn't hear at least a third of the things that he said.
Yeah, I know. I had the same experience with Coulter. Like,
yeah,
I went
because
back
the
and
mics
watched.
Are directed towards the audience.
Yeah.
And apparently my mic was staticky. I didn't even know that because we couldn't. I had trouble hearing my own mic because I'm talking, and I was like, wow. Oh, he said that and that. I wish I responded to that, but I didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, in terms of what the reaction was going to be. I said ahead of time, everybody knew it, he knows it too.
Yeah.
My side's gonna say I won, his side's gonna say he won, but you know them. They'll be, destroyed, pulverized,
yeah.
eviscerated, and the guts wrapped around your head, and you know, and all that stuff. And so they're having fun.
Yeah.
But you can tell, and I told this to Anna right after the debate too, I said, look, there was a whole bunch of people in the crowd that all told me the same thing, which is, and I got another email about it today, which is, they came in guns blazing, boo, oh, we hate the guy and stuff. And then they were, my friends were saying that there are murmurs in the crowd like, that one was actually, that was kind of a good point.
All right, so then, right? then something right. you know, positive did come out of it. And I just want people to hear, I want the audience to hear both sides out. And it's become increasingly difficult to even get your point across before getting interrupted by the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. And it's deeply ironic because one of their main points is, why won't liberals let Ben Shapiro speak?
Absolutely.
Anyway, so, and I told Anna on the phone afterwards, I said, look, there's, you know, and it's anecdotal, but those guys saying like, you know, he did better than I expected because I think they thought like, I don't know anything. I'm just like, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. right. And they're like, oh, he knew Glass-Steagall and Medicare Advantage and yada, yada. And then they're like, and made some decent points. And I said to Anna, it's not gonna last. That'll be the first 5 minutes. That's their
yeah.
authentic reaction.
Yeah.
And then they'll rile themselves up afterwards, like, oh yeah, destroy me. Right? And of course you go online, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But you could always tell in the small things, like some folks saying stuff like, oh yeah, it's obvious that Cenk hired a debating coach. Oh, so you thought I did pretty well.
Can you imagine Cenk hiring a debating coach? That would be hilarious.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I am the debating coach. I'm the one who like,
I'm done. After the first couple hours, I quit. Debate coach, be like, go.
Yeah. Anyways, but why we started this whole thing was because we were talking about saying hi to Scotty Nell Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, so Ben and I were stuck in the same room for like 30, 40 minutes before the speech.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can't just be like,
yeah, all right. Then you're.
And besides which, I'm not that guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we showed each other our kids' pictures. I mean, we talked about high school. We talked about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, Ben Shapiro doesn't make policy. And so he's got his, you know, his ideology, and it is what it is, bless his heart. I would have a way, 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 way harder time being chummy with a Bolton or a Dick Cheney or a Rumsfeld. And we talked about that in the past too.
Yeah.
Like guys who have already done despicable things. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in being chummy with you, mm-hmm. right? Ben just has ideas. He's never been in government. And Scotty Nell Hughes, yes, helped to get Trump elected, but she's kind of like a, you know, a circus performer. It goes on CNN and it's a complete diss on her. There's a lot of circus performers on TV on both sides.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to be chummy with any of them.
Okay, okay? That's fair. You probably, and so JR, chummy or not chummy?
I would probably play it somewhere in the middle, but the thing is, I can't not do it either. Like, yeah. I saw several people and said hi to them randomly, and I showed you guys a picture. But then, I saw Scotty Nell Hughes again in the hotel Sunday after everything is over. And I was like, and it's because I walked a certain direction. And then I think she recognizes people, and she not froze, but just was like. So I think she's worried about what people may say to her. Maybe because of those moments.
Sure,
that's what I'm saying, right?
Of course.
I'm not gonna go worried up to about someone what, and like say something abusive or mean. Yeah. Like I don't wanna be like, hi, oh my god, we're gonna do panel together. I can't wait. Like, no, I don't like you. Let I don't need to record, have a conversation with you ahead of time.
Let the record note that I never did any of that. and look, we were worried about security, but so were they. So yeah. I think Ben had a security person with him, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't know who's going to do something stupid.
Right.
Anyway, so finally back to your panel.
Okay, real quick. All right, so how do you get millennials on the conservative side? I got to be honest, I think there was a total of 5 people on the panel. No, 6 people on the panel. I was one of 6. And I'm like, it's an hour-long panel. I can't imagine I'm even going to be speaking that much. And so I should have done research on, you know, all the people that were on the panel that I didn't know, but I didn't. I was like, whatever. I know the data. Like I know this topic really well, so I'm going to be fine. I didn't realize that pretty much everyone on the panel was either conservative or pretending to be liberal, but really centrist. Okay. By the way, to be fair, the liberal, what does he call himself?
Trey?
Yeah, Trey Crowder. What is he? His thing.
I don't remember. But
anyway, Trey Crowder was on.
I think he's fairly popular, though.
Yeah, he is.
We're not trying to be.
No. Trey Crowder. Remember. I have no problem with Trey Crowder at all. Uh-huh. But I wish he would have spoken up more. And unfortunately, he didn't speak much during the panel. And so it was essentially a bunch of conservatives. The centrist guy, who, by the way, backstage told me he was a liberal who worked for Larry Wilmore's show. And like, but
he wasn't.
He wasn't. He didn't. So the audience is against me. Everyone on that panel is pretty much against me or isn't speaking up. And so, okay, you guys are conservatives and you're not understanding why millennials aren't coming to your side. You acknowledge that millennials overwhelmingly supported Bernie. So like, okay, let me share my thoughts on all this because I know a thing or two. Because, and they would not let me talk. It was driving me insane.
So that was the whole point of the panel. Why are millennials not conservative? And so Anna's the one topic matter expert on that panel, the connection to the audience. We have a huge millennial audience. We get the feedback, etc. And she's progressive like millennials. And they're like, hush up. Now let me tell you why conservatives are awesome.
But that's exactly what happened. And you know, the audience, there were young people in the audience, but I think it was overwhelmingly like older, not in the millennial generation. And so I would talk about, you know, not just what I think millennials like, but I would mention polling indicating what millennials want out of government, and they would just be like, woo, like they were, just, but I, that's not an opinion. That's what these millennials have said based on the polls. And so they were essentially against anything I had to say, but it was funny. In terms of Scottie Nell Hughes, since she was like kind of protected by being in her environment and her element, she felt like sassy. And so she kept like interrupting me. And finally at one point, I'm like, just let me talk. Let me make my point, okay? But she didn't want me to make my point, that's fine. And then she made a point about how, oh, marijuana, she brought up marijuana and she's like, I'm a Nancy Reagan Republican and I think we should outlaw marijuana and this and that. And like, she's like, homelessness is being caused by marijuana, like just crazy stuff. And it's funny, that conservative audience went from like cheering on everything that she had to say to all of a sudden like, anyway, like when she said Nancy Reagan Republican, I thought maybe she would get a little bit of a cheer, but no.
What is, there's no such thing as a Nancy Reagan Republican. That just means a Republican who doesn't like pot. That's all that means. Yeah. Nancy Reagan did nothing outside of, what is it, the horoscopes and yeah, and just say no to drugs, right? So you made up Nancy Reagan Republican and it's not a thing. Gee, I wonder why millennials don't like conservatives. I think she answered it. Mission yeah, accomplished on the panel.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're talking about. You're against pot and against liberty, which is what you mainly claim to be for. Gee, I wonder how you lost young people. I can't quite tell.
Yeah, it was just whatever. I mean, I did my best. And it just, it's hard when you want to get, you just want to finish your point and you don't really get a chance. And the moderator was Charlie Kirk. He wasn't really moderating. He was really a panelist.
So Charlie Kirk is a conservative who does outreach to high schools and colleges to spread the conservative idea. He's the one that debated Hassan, right? Mm-hmm. So he was moderating the panel, but he's also conservative, very conservative.
Yeah.
So it was, that's why it felt like it was four against one with one abstaining.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Jordan, I don't get me wrong, the guy that we were referring to earlier, he wasn't, when we said he wasn't, we meant he wasn't a liberal, not that he didn't work on Larry Miller show.
Right.
I don't know his resume, I assume that's true, right?
Yeah.
So no, he said he was the, there's a bunch of these at Politicon. Oh, both sides are not great and both sides are fine. And so he's like, you know, I don't believe in magic, like you could just have free college. That's not
except
really
all
magic.
The different European countries that offer free college. But anyway, okay.
Right, let alone, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to dive back into the issues.
We used to have free college in California. Just,
yeah, we did, you're right.
And the GI Bill, and okay, but we can go on and on.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind you taking on all of them. I mind them not letting you speak.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of, it's funny because we posted the video of the panel on our YouTube page and I never read comments, but I was just curious to see what the comments said in this regard because, you know, I'm like, am I gonna get a bunch of hate? Like, and I get a lot of hate in a lot of videos and overwhelmingly the comments were like, this is fucked up. Anna really held her own against like, you know, all these people that were just tag teaming and like attacking her simultaneously. And so, look, I don't mind being in a room full of conservatives and I don't mind debating conservative ideas, but I think it's important to let people finish their point. And then you can judge whether or not you like what they have to say.
Yeah, my panel on the Democrats was supposed to be split between a little bit more establishment guys and a little bit more progressive guys. I don't wanna say that was 1-on-4 with me being the progressive, but it was not split. Okay.
Yeah.
So and I pissed off the establishment people a little bit. But anyways, go check all that stuff up. Watch it in their entirety. The panels and the debates are all up on our YouTube channel. You guys know that. YouTube.com/TYT. And the thing that I'll end on is all over the internet there's all the controversy, Cenk win, Ben win, and Haas win or Charlie win, and that's all fun, right? But there's no controversy over who won between Anna and Coulter. Because that, you know, you see with the Ben folks, some of them will be like, well, this wasn't fair. You know, like you can tell in their complaints that they're like, shit, he did better than we thought, right? At a minimum, right? They're fine, no problem. But we're around the edges. With the conservatives, they're like, well, I mean, why are they having Ann Coulter up against Anna? Obviously, she can't compete with Anna. I'm like, fuck yeah, right? And they're like, oh, but yeah, okay, fine, Anna won, right? Like, only a couple were like, no, no, Anna, of course Anna won, Anna crushed her. White people are better than brown people, of course. Like, the only people supporting her, like half of them have attached to it, like another hideous comment next to it.
Yeah.
So it is a rare thing for the internet to be nearly universal, especially on a debate.
Yeah.
So nice fucking job.
Thank you. I put myself through two of her books and
lots
of her videos.
That's some fucking work, man. And you watched all her debates, right?
I watched every debate that she has ever done, including a documentary that was done on her, I believe in the 1990s. I put myself through quite a bit.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you come for Anna Kasparian, you better come correct. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.